Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Special Surprises. Tell me, sir, what calms your anxiety? Is it music or drumming rhythms on a drum set? Or perhaps my Salty Vixen stories calms you? Yes, that's it. My stories about you, sir, get you hard. And then you stroke to the rhythm until a river of cum flows out of your beautiful cock. Oh, yes, baby. I love that thought. And I can picture you right now. My naughty mind always thinks about sex. And you know this, sir. And I know you like it, don't you? And that is what calms my anxiety. Thinking about you. Oh, thinking about fucking you. Thinking about being on top of you and swerving my hips. Oh, yes, baby. Thinking about you gets me nice and horny and makes it easy for me to write a naughty story. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Are you ready for a special surprise story by Salty Vixen? I know you are. Let's begin. You traveled to Manhattan on business and told me to meet you at the hotel. You left a key at the counter just for me. I went up to the room nervously and discovered a black scarf and note on the bed. I could hear you in the shower. The note instructed me to remove my clothing, use a scarf as a blindfold, and join you in the shower. And I did as you instructed, sir. The water was running as I slipped into the bathroom and reached for the shower curtain. I felt you on the other side of the curtain. You opened it for me and guided me into the shower. I reached for your face to find that you, too, were blindfolded. Very kinky, sir. I explored your face with my hands, felt the warmth of your neck, your shoulders. You guided me closer and began exploring me also. The water dripped from your hands as you guided me under the water for our first kiss. You tasted wonderful. My nipples hardened as they press against your warm, wet chest. Yes, your hand slid over my hip and then between my legs. Yes. Your lips. They traveled the length of my body. Starting at my neck, I stood under the shower spray, loving the pleasure you chose to bestow on me. With your hands gripping my sexy ass, your mouth reached my newly shaved pussy. I love the sound you made as you discovered that I had shaved for you, baby. You inserted a finger in my hole as your tongue began lapping at my bare lips and clit. I placed one leg on the edge of the tub, allowing you better access to all that I wanted to give you. Yes. Oh, doctor. I wanted to give you everything. Your breathing was too heavy as you teased me, and neither of us spoke per your written instructions. I was on the edge of coming. When you stood up and shut off the shower, you then led me out the tub and handed me a towel. My hands and the towel were guided to your sexy body. You wanted me to dry you. I'll be glad to, baby. I took my time wiping the water from your body, allowing my hands to, completely explore you as I did so. As I dried your feet, I teased the head of your cock with my tongue. You like that, baby? I'm circling it and licking it. I love the taste of your cock, baby. I continue to lick it. You then took the towel away from me and began using it on me as you too explored with your hands and lips. Yes. You led me to the bed, still blindfolded, I then whisper, "Doctor." You place a finger over my lips to silence me. Ooh, yes, I like this baby. I heard you lie down on the bed before you reached for my hand and guided me to you. Your hand slid from my waist to my hip and you gave me a gentle tug. You placed my hands on the headboard and guided my hips over your head. You could smell the aroma of my sex. A drop of my juices fell on your lips. Oh, so fucking hot. I'm lost in a haze of fuck. Yes. With your hands again on my hips, you guided my dripping cunt to your lips. I moaned loudly as you began teasing my clit with your magical tongue. Yes, baby, running it up and down my lips. Yes, I wanted to speak out, but you stopped me with a gentle slap on my sexy ass. Oh, yes. Your tongue slid up and down my hard clit. Yes, before probing into my warm cavern, I began rocking. As your tongue entered into me. Feels so fucking good, baby. Yes. It wasn't long before you could feel the contractions of my climax on your tongue. I called out your name as I came. Doctor. Doctor. Yes. Fuck yes. Yes. You reminded me again with a gentle slap to be quiet. Not fair, but I love moaning your name. Yes, my orgasm seemed to last forever as I felt the muscles on my ass tighten up again. Your face was covered with my juices as I rocked forward. And your nose pressed against my clit. Yes, doctor. I leaned backwards and grasped your cock, pulling and tugging it gently. I could feel the pre-cum and rubbed it over the head. Yes. I licked my fingers, getting my first real taste of you, sir. I love it. Yes. I can't stand it anymore, I said, as another orgasm rocked my body. Yes. Yes. And you have not spoken a word yet, sir. Why? Why won't you talk? My doctor, my alpha male. I want to know. You slid your head out from underneath me and turned to kneel behind me. Yes. Guiding me with only your hands and your desires. You soon had me on all fours. Your hand reached forward to knead my doubly breast. As you slid your hard cock into my throbbing hole. Yes. I love that big cock of yours inside me. Yes. Yes. It seemed as though you've gone clear through me. As I could feel the pleasure of your fucking erection from my dripping hole. Up to my stomach and breast. Clear my throat. Have you ever felt like that, doctor? You pumped me slowly while kneading my doubly breast. I needed it so fucking badly. And began bouncing back against you. Yes. Yes. But then you pulled away, insisting on teasing me. Angered and frustrated, I turned to you and pressed you onto the bed. Yes, it's now my turn to be the one in control, just the way you taught me, doctor. I mounted you, demanding that one strong climax that would finally release me from this sexual torment. Yes. Fuck me, baby. Give me that cock. Yes. Yes, baby. You like when I'm on top of you? I know you do. Yes, your cock slid in, and I began pumping it with the furry. Damn it. Oh, I need it so fucking bad. Yes. Oh, fuck me, doctor. Oh, God, I love your cock. I love everything about you. Oh, my alpha male. Your cock feels good. It wasn't long until you came and shouted my name. Salty vixen. What a good fuck you are, and I can't wait to fuck you again. Yes, sir. My alpha male. I loved stroking to the rhythm. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.